said the Yankees are probably going to win so many games, they'll probably win it all. So the Dodgers and Angels might as well quit right now on KNX 1070.
Smiles are contagious. So, a mathematician is predicting the New York Yankees will win more games this season than any other major league team. I talked to Bruce Bouquet, an associate professor of mathematical science at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, who explains how his mathematical model works.
If you put in the numbers for the players who are expected to play on the Yankees and all the teams and take into consideration the schedule of every team and how well pitchers do, how well hitters do, then the Yankees should win around 110 games during the season.
And you're a Mets fan.
I'm a Mets fan.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, it's a little disappointing. I should add that historically it seems over the last several years that the Yankees come out better on paper than they actually do during the season. I think that part of that may be that that the model only takes past data from players. I don't know how any player is going to do in the future, but you figure a good indicator is how those players have done over the years. And so I don't have this aging factor. So with the Yankees, I tend to be maybe 5 or 8% high, which would still give them 100 wins.
Right.
So, and it would lead to them winning the division. So you know, while one should take the exact numbers with a grain of salt there, it should be reasonable for most teams.
Now, you're not a baseball expert, but in the last several years, you've been right more than you've been wrong in your predictions, right?
Right. Well, I do two kinds of predictions. So I predict at the beginning of the year how each team should do during the season. And that's notoriously prone to error because we have no idea who's going to get injured, what trades there will be, or how rookies will perform during the season. And even if everything is exactly right, even if all my numbers are exact for every single player as to how they will do during the year, just in the same way that when flipping a coin 100 times, you're very unlikely to get exactly 50 heads and exactly 50 tails, one should expect an error of about 6 games for any team if everything is just beautiful. So there is error just from the math, and to realize that that there is going to be that that the number should be viewed as an approximate as to how many games the team should win. I forgot your question.
That's okay. So so what kind of reaction have you gotten to these predictions in the past?
Oh, well, I've gotten a few emails that think I'm a little crazy, and I've gotten some emails that think that most of them are very good. I mean, when you're trying to predict for 30 teams, some are going to come out well, some are not going to come out well. For example, last year the Tigers surprised everyone. But I remember your question now. That it was about, or at least I was saying that there were two kinds of predictions that I do.
Right.
That so one is for the season, and that's prone to various kinds of errors, as I said. And the other thing is a day-by-day prediction based on the lineups of teams and the expected pitchers of the given day. I could figure out the probability of each team winning a game and to say whether it would be worth it or not to wager on that game or not. So that's what I've done over the last 6 years. 5 of those 6 years, if you had taken my recommendations, then you would have been ahead.
You know, I was just going to say, bettors must like you.
Well, I mean, you only get ahead by a little bit because, I mean, I do have my day job, and so I don't update the data very often. I just update every 2 months. But I think it demonstrates the power of math, that not knowing much about baseball, but knowing the math, that one can actually do better than the average bettor and overcome the bookie spread, if you will, and to make a slight profit. It's not very profitable. I think that it's very interesting that you would be profitable at all, and 5 of the last 6 years you would have been profitable with the method.
Have you ever put down any bets based on your predictions?
Oh, no. Are you kidding? My wife would hit me with a rolling pin.
That's mathematician Bruce Bouquet.
Yankees win! The Yankees win!
I am totally confused. Does Frank Motek get it? Did you get that
the
logic
mathematical
right?
Mathematical model?
100 equals MC squared, I think.
It was something like that.
I think the Yankees have no trouble winning, except when it comes to
except
the big
in the
stuff.
Postseason, right?
Yeah, so, well, I think I'll just keep it the Dodgers.
Well, you know, everybody's picking the Dodgers out of the West.
Yeah, mathematician.
Yes, he is.
He's very good.
And we need to hear this one more time.
Yankees win! The Yankees
It's
win.
A little too early to be putting bets on it, but I don't think so. We'll see. All right.
KNX News Time, 12:54.